Acts chapter 24. And after 5 days the high priest Ananias came down with some elders and a certain orator, Tertullus, and they gave their information against Paul to the governor. And when Paul was called, Tertullus began to accuse him, saying, "Since we have obtained much peace through you, and since reforms are being carried out for this nation through your forethought, both in every way and everywhere we welcome it, most excellent Felix, with all thankfulness. But that I may not detain you further, I entreat you to hear us briefly in your forbearance. For we have found this man a pest and an agitator of insurrections among all the Jews throughout the inhabited earth, and a ringleader of the sect of the Nazarenes, who has also tried to profane the temple. Him also we laid hold of and wanted to judge according to our law. But Lysias, the commander, came by and with much force took him away from our hands, and ordered his accusers to come to you. When you have examined this man yourself concerning all these things, you will be able to ascertain from him the things which we accuse him of." And the Jews also joined in the attack, affirming that these things were so. And when the governor nodded for him to speak, Paul answered, "Knowing that for many years you have been a judge to this nation, I gladly make my defense for the things concerning myself, since you can realize that it is not more than 12 days since I went up to worship in Jerusalem, and neither in the temple did they find me disputing with anyone, nor stirring up a crowd, nor in the synagogues, nor throughout the city. Neither are they able to prove to you the things which they now accuse me of. But I confess this to you, that according to the way, which they call a sect, so I serve the God of our fathers, believing all the things that are written in the law and in the prophets, having hope toward God, which these themselves also look for, that there is to be a resurrection of both the righteous and the unrighteous. Because of this, I also exercise myself to always have a conscience without offense toward God and men. Now after many years, I came bringing alms to my nation and offerings, in which they found me purified in the temple, with no crowd or uproar. But certain Jews from Asia, who should have been present before you, and made accusation if they had anything against me, or else let these men themselves say what wrongdoing they found when I stood before the Sanhedrin, other than concerning this one sound which I cried out while standing among them, concerning the resurrection of the dead, I am being judged today before you. But Felix, knowing more accurately the things concerning the way, deferred them, saying, "When Lysias the commander comes down, I will determine your affairs." And he directed the centurion to keep him in custody, and that he should have some liberty, and that no one should prevent his own people from attending to him. But after some days, Felix arrived with Drusilla, his wife, who was a Jewess, and he sent for Paul and heard him concerning the faith in Christ Jesus. And as he was reasoning concerning righteousness and self-control and the judgment to come, Felix became afraid and answered, "Go for the present, and when I have an opportunity, I will call for you." Hoping at the same time also that money would be given to him by Paul. Therefore he also sent for him more frequently and conversed with him. And when 2 years were completed, Felix was succeeded by Porcius Festus, and wanting to gain favor with the Jews, Felix left Paul bound.